Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 420, which is amazing that we were just talking about doing acid.
Planned this out, though.
Yeah.
We should have done something spectacular.
We could have, yeah.
I'll smoke some weed for you if you
if you really want to. This is going to be a real quick episode, though, because it is just Jeff and I tonight.
Minisode.
Yeah. Tony, I think, is off celebrating the Patriots winning, and Peter is traveling to New York for New York City Comic Con, which leaves Jeff and I here, and Jeff hasn't played anything. So
nope. All movies, all the time.
Yeah, and I'm not too far behind you on that. I have tried Forza Horizon 4, which is more Forza Horizon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful game, but if you've played 3 or 2, like, you know that those games are beautiful looking. They play incredibly well. I think they've streamlined the intro area a bit more to kind of like guide you into the different types of events that they have, instead of just kind of dumping shit on the screen and being like, here, there's tons of stuff for you to go and do. Just drive around, do whatever. They don't kind of overwhelm you like that with this game this time, but maybe that's also because it might be a longer game. This takes place over the seasons of the year, so you kick off in like the end of summer and you're waiting for autumn to start, which is when the festivals start, and then as the game progresses it moves throughout the different seasons. So you'll have autumn, which is, you know, kind of nicest weather. Then it moves into winter, which will have like snow and ice racing, and then into spring where it's a little more muddy from rainfall. So like there's a lot of like really cool things going on in that game.
I thought that they were changing the seasons like as a whole for everybody, like, you know, every 2 days we switch to winter or whatever. That's how I thought they were doing it.
So maybe that is, but my impression
maybe after the campaign, or
yeah, like my impression is that like the campaign is like it'll move through the season. So I'm working my way up to the autumn portion. Like it says, okay. like you need to earn like it, just like in a 3. Where you had to like earn enough reputation or something to open up more events. This has you earning some reputation to get into like the Autumn Cup or whatever. And that'll be a bunch of events that all take place in autumn. And then from what I've heard from people that have played more than me, it moves on to like winter after that. And obviously spring and summer. But they give you a little taste of that early on. Like the intro is like you're driving a car and you're driving through autumn. And then they put you in like a rally type car, and you're driving on ice, and then like a dirt road type car where you're driving through mud, and like it's all pretty cool. It looks beautiful, plays well. Your avatar has a little more personality this time. Looks like you'll be able to customize like the clothes they have, and they're out of the car a little bit more in like the cutscene type events. So that's kind of cool, like being able to kind of customize what your driver looks like.
Did you even have a driver in 3?
Yeah, like you didn't get to pick like what they looked like. I think it was just like, you know, generic dude.
But it showed a person at least.
Yeah, like but this one, like my character is getting out of the car a whole lot, and like they don't talk. They just kind of stand there and have people talk at them, but
they got cool fucking clothes that you fucking
yeah buy, right? Right. Now my character has like a white t-shirt and like some jeans or something, but I do see like other characters like wearing like suits, and there was a side thing that's like called the stunt driver or something, where you're driving for a movie. It's like one of the events, and like in that one, like my character was dressed up in like a James Bond type outfit. So it does say like character customization. It's just currently grayed out on my screen, so I probably have to play a little more and unlock that. But it does look like there's like you'll have some more personalization other than just your cars.
Do they have like any sort of stats attached to them or anything, like any sort of boosts for you, or is it just clothing?
At this point, I don't know because I haven't unlocked any of that stuff yet. So it could be, though. It could be like what EA does with their sports stuff, where, like, you know, you get shoes and it'll give you like a little extra boost to your acceleration or whatever. That would be weird, but
yeah, I kind of doubt it, but I just, you know, I always wonder about that, like if it's just cosmetic or not,
right? Yeah, because I do think you can buy parts for your cars, which will make things go faster.
Yeah, that makes better, a lot more sense,
especially in a game like Forza, which is kind of tinged on. I mean, it's not like Horizon isn't a simulation game, but it is definitely backed up by that simulation engine Motorsport runs on. I like it. I didn't buy it. I'm playing it through Game Pass, so that's also cool.
Yeah, see, like, my thing is, like, I don't have Game Pass, and I would totally buy it, but, like, I have Part 3, and it's like...
I never finished 3.
I never finished 3, and also, I have all the DLC for 3, so, like, that one's obviously going to be better, and there's a fucking whole Hot Wheels, like, world I have. Yeah. Like, did you get that DLC after?
I got that. It was pretty cool, like, what I played of it. I did not play enough of it, though, so...
Dude, I love driving around the Hot Wheels tracks and shit and doing loops and stuff. Like doing loops in first person in this game that's kind of semi, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, it's still kind of arcadey, but, like, it was just weird driving around, like, Hot Wheels shit in a game like that with, like, that level of detail.
Yeah, it's really cool.
The snow area was fucking pretty awesome, too, like... And so, like, I have all that content that, like, and I don't even have the main game done.
So yeah, that, like, I mean, there's... I
can't justify buying it because it's like, I could just play 3 and I would have fun. So, like, yep.
And then, like, buy...
I should play 3.
You should. Yeah. I should probably play more of 3 as well. I still have it installed. But, like, by Black Friday, like, 4 will be nicely discounted, so...
Yeah, maybe then. But it's just, like, even then, it's like, I just feel like 3 was, like, at least to me, it felt like the peak of that series.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I haven't played 4, obviously. So
this is out
of my ass.
This is a very good version of that, but it is starting to feel like just kind of more of the same.
Yeah.
And I really do wish they had done like the Japanese setting that was rumored, because I do think like the setting. Would it, like, we've already kind of done European setting with 2, and that's more, you know, you're getting, it's a little more lush than what they had, because it was more like a Mediterranean in 2, but
yeah,
and this is more like, you know,
it's like London, it's all, right? Yeah,
English, yeah, so it's all like that type of area, but it's the same type of feel, like Europe kind of.
Where the fuck was the main game of 3? Was it Japan?
Australia was 3.
Okay, Australia.
Yeah, and they like spread it out, like, so you had like the city area, and then you had desert, and also like the kind of jungle-ish area, just all pretty cool.
And then snow and Hot Wheels, like,
yes,
it's kind of a complete package once it was all done. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those games get better as time goes on, because they do. They add stuff in, like, the snow area and the Hot Wheels stuff, so.
Does this retain my favorite part of Horizon, which is finding the barns?
I don't know yet. Like, I honestly I've only played about an hour of it, and they're still introducing new types of things for me.
Yeah, like, they're forcing you through shit.
Yeah, so. Still,
like, yeah.
Okay. I can drive anywhere I want, but like it's just like the map is not filled with everything, and there are still things on my menu that are blocked off. So obviously, like they're slowly introducing stuff. So the barn finds are something that's been in the previous 3. So I assume that they're probably in this one as well, but I can't confirm or deny that. Yeah, so that's it for Forza Horizon 4. I also started on The Evil Within, the original Evil Within, not 2, okay, which came out last year. I've never played it before. You have, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I've played a little bit of both. I played most of part 1.
It's goodish.
Yeah, it's all right.
It is very much a Resident Evil 4 clone in its gameplay design. I don't know, it's like a weird mix of Resident Evil 4, Silent Hill, and like a Deadly Premonition almost as well.
But like, I think gameplay wise, Resident Evil 4 is probably the closest, right? Like,
yeah,
it's been a while since I played it, but I just remember, like, yeah, and I was like super kind of on board. And then, I don't know. And then I remember the second one I hated. I bought the second one on sale for like $30. And
you didn't like it at all.
Huh? I played like an hour of it and I absolutely just, I hated it.
And that one got praised. Like people seemed
to. Yeah, like, they did way more.
Yeah, critically, people loved that one. So that's an interesting take on it.
You know, again, maybe if I like played it more. I was just so turned off by what I played in the first hour of it. I was just like, the game, I bought it on sale around Black Friday. Guess what? I had a ton of other games.
Yeah.
So I was just like, all right, I'm not liking this at all. And so I just switched to something else.
So I have 1 and 2, yeah. But I had never, I got 1 for like $7 or something like that on one of the Xbox sales. And then I think I got 2 like on a sale kind of like that as well. But I have it physically. I got it for like $20 at Target or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, you know, it's Halloween time. I will play some of The Evil Within. I am liking what I played so far of it. So that's something, I guess.
You know, if I recall correctly, I got through most of Evil Within.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I remember, like, again, if I recall correctly, I remember I got to like a level that I was having trouble with, like having trouble getting through, where I was like getting sniped or some bullshit.
Ooh, and I was hate like, sniping in these games.
Yeah, like I think I was like getting sniped and trying to like almost platform across an area. Or I, you know, again, like this is like super hazy memory now, years ago. But I remember being in an area, not having any fun, and then being like, well, I saw most of that game moving along. It happens sometimes. Like, I don't beat every game I play.
Yeah, I mean, hey, like, sometimes it's just it's better to just cut your losses and be like, I'm done. Like, I saw what I needed to see out of that.
Yeah, it's not even, it's like, I haven't beaten the messenger yet. I'm close. I'm really close. I'm, like, think within an hour and a half of beating that game, but I don't feel like urgent about having. I feel like, yeah, I've seen like 90% of that game. Like, I know what that thing is. I really liked it, but I'm like kind of removed from it. Like, I, like, you know, you don't play a game after like a week or so. You're kind of like, what was I doing? Like,
yep.
It doesn't seem so immediate anymore. So you're just like. And so I feel bad about it, but I justify it to myself by saying, like, look, man, you played most of that game. You got your money's worth.
Yeah, as long as you feel okay with, like, the amount that you played and aren't like, well, I wasted my money on that shit. Like,
yeah, like,
I think it's fine. Like, I mean, there's plenty of games that I kind of wish that I had done that with. Like, maybe Resident Evil 6.
Well, Resident that Evil one I did. Garbage bit. I did at least. I think I just did Leon.
Okay.
Because wasn't that like it was just like three different fucking ones?
Three stories. Yeah.
I did Leon. I think I started to do a second one, and I was like, I remember like each one was like really long, so I was just like, that wasn't very good. I heard these other two are not as good as Leon.
Yeah, they were each like 8 hours long. That game was nuts. It took me 30 hours to beat that.
I sometimes think about buying it when it's like $5 because I'm like, It's probably $5. I mean, dude, you get a ton of game out of it. So,
oh yeah, and I'm not gonna lie, like when they re-released them on Xbox One, like I rebought all of them.
Yeah, so. like I have Resident Evil 4. I've not played through it, but I have it. Like the re-release, yeah. But it was on sale for $5 probably.
Yep.
And I was like, fuck, dude, that's a classic. Absolutely.
Yeah, and at some point maybe I will play it again. Yeah. Be like, hey, 6 really did suck.
Like 4 I know I will play again. And I almost the one I know I won't play again is 5, because I just remember it was just like it was just okay, but co-op. One day, I think the next time I see part 6 on sale for like $5 or so,
you're gonna get it.
Like, you know what? Let's revisit this masterpiece.
I'm glad.
Anyways, that, what were we talking about? I don't even remember.
Evil Within, but similar games. So, and you haven't really been playing anything, right? Just a bunch of movies.
I chipped away a little bit at the Messenger. Trying to think of if there's like anything else like I really invested some time in. No, yeah, just, mostly movies. I'm waiting on Super Mario Party. I'm gonna play that day and night.
All the way up until Red Dead.
Or all the way up until my girlfriend doesn't want to play it anymore. And then I'm like, back to movies. Yeah, back to something else now.
I'm interested to hear what you have to say about Mario Party, because it seems like the last few were not well received.
No, I mean, a big thing for me is I do like Mario Party. I like all of its ridiculousness. I like the fact that it's completely unfair. All that shit. But it's like you said, like it hasn't been good for a while. And on top of that, though, like I have not bought one for long. Like I think the last one I bought was 8. And probably the last one I bought before 8 was like 3. You know what I mean? Oh, like,
wow.
Like I check in on this series periodically. I feel like I'm due. Especially with this, like, it's supposedly more like a return to form and shit. So I'm like, all right. And I just, if it's halfway decent, I'm like, hell yeah, it would be great to have on my Switch, you know?
Right.
I hope that they do eventually add things that seem obvious, like pro controller support and shit like that. But we'll see how the core game is next week.
Yeah, are you gonna? I mean, you're mostly gonna play with like your girlfriend and people locally.
Yeah.
Is it one of those games that you'll need the Nintendo Online stuff to play if you want to play online? Or
I would imagine
that sucks.
I mean, I subscribed to it.
Okay, so you at least have it.
Yeah,
I probably
I broke down and did it. It's $20, dude.
And I probably will, just probably not until like Smash Brothers comes out, because that seems to be the next one that everybody's going to want to play.
Yeah, I was going to be cool and not get the stupid online service. But I was like, it's just the matter that it's so cheap, and I hope that they do better things with it. But like, I don't know. I played some of Legend of Zelda. I'm like on the third dungeon of the original Legend of Zelda. So
nice.
But I could also do that on my NES Classic or a billion other places too.
It's true. Like I have Zelda on like an actual Nintendo. I have it on the Wii. I have it on the Nintendo Classic. I have it everywhere.
It's nice on the Switch though. You know, while you're playing TV or whatever, it's like a good screen to play it on.
Yeah.
And
I do like doing that on like Sundays while I'm watching football. Like just have the Switch out, like have something playing on there while I'm watching
like
football.
If you do get it, like let's say you're in that scenario, and let's say I'm sitting around on a Sunday, you and I could play fucking ice hockey and shit. So like,
nice.
You know what I mean? Like that's kind of a cool little thing. Like fucking Aaron has been like chasing me, trying to get me to play two player with him. And every time I'm like, I don't feel like playing NES games right now, like two player online. What the fuck? But like, if you did want to,
it's there. That is kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know which games exactly have the two player or would be actually compelling, but you know, I can imagine ice hockey being pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean that's a that one is
staple,
legitimately a two player game.
Yeah, I don't think playing Mario Brothers, like Super Mario Brothers two player, would be very exciting. Like,
no,
oh yeah, I watch you play through the whole game until you die,
right?
And then it's my turn. Yeah, cool.
So basically, like, we don't allow anybody to play for a half an hour.
Yeah, it's like I watch you run through the game. So, you know, I would die. I would die at some point for sure. But yeah, I would be deep into the game.
I think Mario 3 had a pretty good kind of multiplayer, right? It was
it's like you just took turns with the levels.
Yeah, so like Mario would play a level and then Luigi would play a level. So it wasn't like the original one where it was just, you know, plow straight through.
And it was like you're kind of like progressing together. Is that like how it worked?
I think so.
I do remember like in that one too, you could like go on your main square or whatever and then like play the arcade Mario Brothers,
yeah,
like the original Mario Brothers, like if you want, which is like that one screen kind of like action game.
Yeah. Yeah, because I guess technically it was a competitive, like you could play it cooperatively where you were each unlocking around the board, but then like you could change like a Mario's M to an L if you were Luigi by going on his M and then pressing it, and I guess you would play that like the original Mario Brothers type thing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. I will get it, you know, definitely around Smash. I don't know if Pokemon has any multiplayer, so.
Yeah, who knows? I'm sure there's like trading, maybe, right? Like something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how these Pokemons work, but yeah.
Yeah, I've never actually played Pokemon with anybody else, so. But I think it's like 2 or 3 weeks after Pokemon anyway is when Smash comes out, so. Not a game somewhere, I'm really looking forward to, but
I will somewhere get that time. Part. Yeah, there's gonna be an excuse to get that online.
Yeah. All right. Well, you will have Mario Party next week.
Yeah.
Tony will have Assassin's Creed, and I will have more Forza Horizon 4. So we will have a packed week next week, and Peter will be back from New York Comic Con where there is game stuff going on as well, so maybe he'll have some information from there. Yeah, really short episode this week, but that's all right. And join us next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.